WGCU teamed up with the Florida Trident, as well as other regional news-gathering organizations, to bring you stories on Florida's wildlife corridor. The investigation and other components are featured on WGCU.org. One of those components focuses on the thorny intersection of development and the Florida panther. WGCU investigative reporter Eileen Kelly has this story.
The old roads heading east had long been a quiet expanse of row crops and cattle. Though mining operations at times abated the calm, there was still beauty to be found in the stillness of the orange trees and cows. Dotted throughout these agricultural expanses are largely untouched ecological gems of woods, wildlife, and wetlands. Development out here in eastern Lee and Collier counties is supposed to be limited, abating the impacts development has had on water resources and threatened and endangered species. Today, these once-old roads heading east are flanked by one gated community after the other. Some have catchy names reminiscent of what development often chases away: panthers, birds, trees, and preserves. Welcome to the fastest growing part of Southwest Florida, as the state adds, on average, more than 1,000 people a day. While many welcome the growth, saying it spurs the economy and provides additional workers, others see it quite differently. More people out here means more cutting down of trees, more cars on the road, and more killings of big cats. Environmentalists say the planned communities, Kingston and Belmar, which are the size of small cities, could hurdle the Florida panther from the endangered list to extinction. Permitting and legal challenges has put these two projects on hold. But construction crews continue to line these once quiet roads, clearing trees and laying water lines for other planned communities already given the green light. A giant sign boasts a soon-to-be feature attraction at a community under construction: indoor pickleball. If that's not enough of a draw, there's a brand new public supermarket nearby.
Local and state governments have been in a rush, racing each other to see which one could destroy the things that make Florida special. Unfortunately, the wildlife, the rural lifestyle, is paying the cost for it.
Joe Frank is an elder in the Seminole tribe. We are standing alongside a road cutting through the Florida Wildlife Corridor. The Okalachee Slough, known as the OK Slough around here, is a vast and important watershed with 32,000 acres of state forest. It is about a mile to our east. To our west are Pine Islands. These are naturally elevated lands where panthers and other land animals find refuge during the wet season.
You know, it's a special area. There's not too many other places in the world like it. For those of us that grew up here, we love it. And it helps sustain us, so we kind of hate to see it be destroyed by greed.
Frank's wife, Rhonda Roth, is a scientist.
I want to see their prints.
She's deeply concerned about the environment, looking for signs that a panther has been nearby.
So I want to know that they're there. I want to know that they're healthy and that they have a good food source. And seeing prints is encouraging, especially if you see adult and kitten prints. You know, that's kind of nice.
We don't see any paw prints, but we do see a constant reminder of why the panther is struggling to survive. Cars and trucks speed down this road.
I think people need to stop driving fast.
According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, at least 46 panthers have been killed by cars and trucks on this very road. Below where we are standing is an under-the-road wildlife crossing, a 24-foot-wide and 7-feet-tall steel culvert, allowing animals safe passage through just a small portion of the wildlife corridor.
Lots of things use these passages, so bear, deer, gators, little guys too, you know, rabbits, hogs. Yeah, no, it's a good thing. We just need more of them, that's all.
Once prolific throughout the state of Florida and beyond, Native Americans revered the Florida panther as an animal of great spiritual importance.
We were taught not to focus too much on them, give them their respect, give them their space.
A mere 10 to 20 roamed Florida in 1967. But in an incredible story of ecological recovery, 8 Texas big cats were brought in to mate with the Florida panther in the 1990s. Today, an estimated 200 Florida panthers roam the state, mostly here, though, in fast-growing southwest Florida. This celebrated feat may not last much longer, as more panthers are killed than are born each year.
Just having grown up here, you feel protective of it.
Frank is 70. He spent a lifetime living and working in many areas that are now considered part of the Florida Wildlife Corridor. As a boy, his grandmother would take him fishing down in the mudflats that have now been replaced by seawalls in Marco Island. During their adventures, Frank's grandmother would share cautionary tales about respecting the land, stories that had been passed down for generations.
I guess these were stories that were told for hundreds or thousands of years, so I get involved in this because I'd like to see it protected and make sure that the prophecies I grew up hearing don't come in my lifetime.
He cannot share these cautionary tales with people outside of the tribe, not even his wife.
If this happens, be ready for this. And in her time, she saw Florida change quite a bit.
For WGCU News, I'm Eileen Kelly, with multimedia journalist Amanda Inscore Whittemore and Andrea Melendez in Eastern Lee and Collier counties.